Good afternoon. My name is Steve, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the State Innovation Models conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during that time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ray Thorne. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Steve, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining. Again, my name is Ray Thorne, and I'm with the CMS Innovation Center. We're pleased that you have joined today's conference call on the State Innovation Models Initiative. Today's call is intended for consumers and advocates. We previously held calls on Tuesday and yesterday for providers and insurers and employers. So thank you again for joining us on this call today. Just a few housekeeping items at the front. This call is being recorded and will be posted on the Innovation Center's website in approximately a week. The transcript of today's call will be posted within a week, too. If you are a member of the press, this call is off the record, and if you have a question, please contact the CMS Press Office at 202-690-6145. The purpose of today's call is to provide an overview of the program and the model testing, pre-testing, and model design awards, as well as additional information on how consumers can participate in the State Innovation Models Initiative. Our speakers today will be Rick Gilfillan, CMS Innovation Center Director, and Karen Murphy, who is Director of the Innovation Center's State Innovations Group. After Karen is finished, we will have a question-and-answer session. If you do have questions that we are not able to answer on this webinar, on this call today, you can always email us. Our email address is stateinnovations@cms.hhs.gov. And with that, I will turn it over to Rick.
Thank you, Ray, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today on this very important call. A few weeks ago, CMS announced nearly $300 million in awards to states that will support them to design and test improvements to their healthcare systems as part of the State Innovation Models Initiative. More than $250 million was awarded to help six states test innovative new payment and service delivery models that have the potential to improve healthcare quality and decrease costs. Another $35 million was awarded to 19 states to develop transformative payment and delivery reform models. Over the past 2 years, many teams throughout CMS have been working closely together and with states to support their efforts in improving their health care delivery systems. In that time, it has become clear to all of us that there's a real sense of urgency within states to transform care systems to improve care and lower costs. There's also an understanding that fundamental change in the way we deliver care and in the way we pay for care, moving to a patient-centered care system, is essential to move to a more sustainable health care system. That is why we developed the State Innovation Models Initiative to help states design or implement multi-payer, patient-centric payment and service delivery models. States are great laboratories for innovation. They are uniquely situated to produce improvements in their healthcare system and partner with private payers, health plans, and providers. They have the ability to accelerate the performance of delivery system and payment models that can improve the quality of healthcare and lower costs. They can support the development and integration of community-based intervention to improve the health of their population, improve outcomes, and make healthcare more affordable, more accessible, and more sustainable. We believe that the states that are receiving awards today are prepared for or committed to planning, designing, testing, and supporting the evaluation of these new payment and service delivery models. The goal is to create multi-payer models with a broad mission to cover community health status and reduce long-term health risks for beneficiaries of Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Plan. We expect states to work with a broad coalition of healthcare providers, insurers, employers, consumers, tribal governments, community leaders, and service organizations, among others, to design and test their models. Given the broad scope of these multi-payer models, successful innovations are expected to benefit both privately and publicly insured residents of the participating states. But this is very hard work, and anticipated results can't happen without your involvement and contributions. And that is why we're holding this call today, to encourage you and to ask you, really, to work with your state on this initiative. We've all talked over the last 10 years or so about developing patient care, patient-centered care models, patient-centered care systems, and a patient care-centered healthcare system. This is an opportunity to work directly in your state to help providers and all stakeholders in the great in the state understand from the patient perspective, from the consumer perspective, what that means, and to really put flesh on the bone of the notion of a patient-centered care system. We're looking forward to you all to work with us, to work with states, and ideally to bring more of your partners and colleagues together who understand the needs of patients from their perspective, not from a healthcare provider's perspective. We need your help in pulling all those folks into this work in your particular states. We look forward to working with the states and with you all in state innovation, in the State Innovations Models Initiative. We believe we have a great group of states who are eager to work with us to transform in innovative ways the healthcare payment and delivery system so that we can improve care for all Americans while lowering costs. Now, I'm really happy to turn the call over to Karen Murphy. Karen is the director of our Innovation Center's State Innovations Group, but Karen is someone who's dedicated her life to delivering healthcare in a high-quality, patient-centered way as a hospital nurse, chief operating officer, and ultimately CEO. Karen.
Thank you, Rick. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining our call today. As Rick mentioned, consumers of healthcare patients guide our transformation efforts and really make those transformation efforts they really help in our transformation efforts and it provide us tremendously valuable information as we begin our efforts with the states. So I'd like to take this opportunity to provide more information on the State Innovation Models Initiative and the awardees. As Rick mentioned, we're very pleased to award nearly $300 million to states that will help them design or test improvements to their healthcare system that will support their efforts to improve healthcare quality and lower costs. The State Innovation Models Initiative complements current state waiver programs, which allow states to implement innovative payment strategies. As Rick mentioned, states must work with broad coalitions within their state to design or test multi-payer payment and delivery improvements to healthcare systems for Medicare, Medicaid, and Children Health Insurance Program beneficiaries while eliminating unnecessary spending. As a requirement of receiving state innovation model funding, states will either be designing or implementing transformative payment and delivery system models. Six states across the country will be receiving awards to implement their state healthcare innovation plan and wide transformation, while 19 states will be developing their state healthcare innovation plan. So what is a healthcare innovation plan? A state healthcare innovation plan is a blueprint that describes a state's program to transform its healthcare delivery system through an approach that puts together public health policy and multi-payer payment reform. The plan must utilize tools and policy levers available to states to provide improved care and lower costs for Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP beneficiaries, as well as those insured by commercial insurers. The 19 states that are receiving awards to develop their state health care innovation plan must submit a state health care innovation plan within 6 months to CMS. These states will use their awards to support the development of state-based models for multi-payer payment, that means all payers, and health care delivery system transformation with the aim of delivering high-quality, higher-value health care to residents of its participating states. The six states that are receiving funds to implement new payment and service delivery models are Arkansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oregon, and Vermont. The State Innovation Models Award will allow these six states to test whether their models, using all of the authorities available to the state, can accelerate the implementation of effective health care reform. These awards will also test to see if multi-payer payment and service delivery models will produce greater results of improving care and lowering cost when implemented in the context of state-sponsored state health care innovation plans. In applying for model testing awards, states could request approval to pursue payment and service delivery models that are different than those traditionally established by CMS. All of the six model testing states will undergo a six-month plan review, followed up to 6 months for implementation readiness, and then 36 months for testing the model. Each model testing state is taking a different approach to transforming its healthcare delivery system. I'd like to share with you some of those approaches that will be employed by the states. Arkansas will receive up to $42 million to implement and test its patient-centered care model, which by 2016 will provide a majority of Arkansas citizens with access to comprehensive team-based health care. Massachusetts is being awarded up to $44 million to transform primary care practices into medical homes capable of assuming accountability for cost and ready to offer enhanced care coordination. Maine will receive up to $33 million to support the expansion of accountable care organizations that will tie payments to quality outcomes. Minnesota will be receiving up to $45 million to transform its health system so that its citizens have access to team-based, coordinated, patient-centered health care that increases access to care. Oregon will receive up to $45 million to implement coordinated care organizations that will shift to a payment system that rewards quality care outcomes rather than volume. And Vermont is being awarded up to $45 million to implement a variety of strategies that include accountable care organizations, bundled payments, and pay-for-performance models that will integrate payment and services across the delivery system and multiple providers. We strongly encourage you to work with your state, whether it is engaged in a state that is a model design state or a model testing state, or a state that may be currently participating in the State Innovation Models Initiative. Your input will be invaluable as a consumer of healthcare to states as they embark on the journey to improve their healthcare payment and delivery system. If you need assistance in contacting your state officials, please send an email to stateinnovations@cms.hhs.gov. Again, that website is stateinnovations@cms.hhs.gov, and the CMS staff will be happy to work with you. For those of you who reside in non-state innovation model states, CMS anticipates to announce a second round of additional model testing awards in the future and expects the states who are being awarded model design funding to apply for the next round of model testing awards. More information on the State Innovation Models Initiative is available on the CMS Innovation website at innovation.cms.gov. Again, our website is innovation.cms.gov. CMS looks forward to working with states as well as consumers to find the many and varied innovative approaches to delivery of healthcare that will fulfill the promise of creating a sustainable healthcare system for all Americans. Thank you very much for your participation and taking the time to learn more about the State Innovations Model. And now I'll turn it over to Ray for questions and answers.
Thank you, Karen. And Steve, we are now ready for questions and answers.
Okay, great. As a reminder, for those on the phone, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star, then the number one if there are any questions on the line. And I'll pause here a moment to compile the Q&A. So again, that's star, then the number one on your telephone keypad if there are any questions. Yeah, we have a question here from the line of Eileen Henshaw from AARP. Your line is open.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the helpful information. If consumers and advocates wanted to engage in some of these efforts, how would they go about doing that, and where do you see the best opportunities to move forward in these various states?
If your members are interested in working with the states, and we strongly encourage them to do so, you can reach you can contact, and I'll give you I'll provide the website or the email address. It is stateinnovations@cms.hhs.gov. And we will provide you with the contact at the state level that would be able to address how best consumers could provide input to the states as they develop their innovative models.
Great. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Farmer with AARP. Your line is open.
Thank you. I'm calling for the Michigan office of AARP. The question I have has to do with an experience of patient-centered as a phrase in hospital policy circles tends to have a connotation that actually excludes patient participation in the input and development of policy as well as in the governance of the given program or service. So my question is, what within these grants and projects, or how would you describe the obligations of the state agencies and officials to involve and include consumer input participation in these processes, and what kind of clout could they expect with the policy development as it moves forward?
Sure. Thank you, sir, for that excellent question. Our definition in terms of patient-centeredness, and I understand that there's various definitions, but our definitions couple with those of the national policy, which I assure you look at quality of health care, accessibility, engagement of patients. So it is our concept of patient-centeredness is exactly that, is the patients are at the center of the health care delivery model. How we're going to be sure that states actually engage patients, as a part of the grant process, states are obligated to CMS to actually demonstrate how they engage patients. So it is very important to us. We have identified patients and consumers of healthcare as a major stakeholder of this initiative, and they will be required as we proceed through the development of their state healthcare innovation plans as well as the model testing sites. They will be required to demonstrate to us throughout the life of the grant how they've engaged patients and consumers.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone keypad. There appears to be no further questions at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you, Steve. And I want to thank, on behalf of Rick and Karen, for everyone joining us today. And if you did have a question, feel free to email us at stateinnovations@cms.hhs.gov. And thank you again for joining today's call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.